Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 28th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're entering a new subsection of scriptures today that talk about grief and consolation during the exile. I want to read the little excerpt that Amy wrote about this section. It says, "While God's people face the reality of their situation in exile, brought on because of their sin, the prophets hold out the hope of restoration and a new covenant that God will make with his children." I have never read Lamentations, the book that we're going to read today. Well, we're just going to read one chapter, but I've never read it thinking, oh, this is a book that was written when the people of God had been destroyed, taken from Jerusalem, and exiled in Babylon. But when we set it up like that, and we see this as a picture of mourning over Jerusalem and over what is lost, it makes so much more sense. And so as I read today, I want you to keep that context in mind. Lamentations chapter 1. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night. Tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, there is no one to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed festivals. All her gateways are desolate, her priests groan, her young women grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters, her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from daughter Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture. In weakness, they have fled before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and wandering, Jerusalem remembers all the treasures that were hers in the days of old. When her people fell into enemy hands, there was no one to help her. Her enemies looked at her and laughed at her destruction. Jerusalem has sinned greatly and so has become unclean. All who honored her despise her, for they have all seen her naked. She herself groans and turns away. Her filthiness clung to her skirts. She did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding. There was none to comfort her. Look, Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. The enemy laid hands on all her treasures. She saw pagan nations enter her sanctuary, those you had forbidden to enter your assembly. All her people groan as they search for bread. They barter their treasures for food to keep themselves alive. Look, Lord, and consider, for I am despised. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see. Is any suffering like my suffering that was inflicted on me, that the Lord brought on me in the day of his fierce anger? From on high he sent fire, sent it down into my bones. He spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He made me desolate, faint all day long. My sins have been bound into a yoke. By his hands they were woven together. They have been hung on my neck, and the Lord has sapped my strength. He has given me into the hands of those I cannot withstand. The Lord has rejected all the warriors in my midst. He has summoned an army against me to crush my young men. In his winepress, the Lord has trampled virgin daughter Judah. This is why I weep, and my eyes overflow with tears. No one is near to comfort me, no one to restore my spirit. My children are destitute because the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hand, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has decreed from Jacob that his neighbors become his foes. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. The Lord is righteous, yet I rebelled against his command. Listen, all you peoples, look on my suffering. My young men and young women have gone into exile. I called to my allies, but they betrayed me. My priests and my elders perished in the city while they searched for food to keep themselves alive. See, Lord, how distressed I am. I am in torment within, and in my heart I am disturbed, for I have been most rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. Inside, there is only death. People have heard my groaning, but there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my distress. They rejoice at what you have done. May you bring the day you had announced, so they may become like me. Let all their wickedness come before you. Deal with them as you have dealt with me because of all my sins. My groans are many, and my heart is faint. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I was thinking about what do we take away from this passage, I think the message is clear that when we sin, oftentimes there are consequences that we hate. And so I think God is calling us to be obedient. But also, my God shot today is that the Lord is righteous. He is righteous, and he looks on the suffering of his people. And so we know that eventually God will restore the people back to the land of Judah. And so that's a hopeful message. Today I pray that the Lord would be just ever gentle with you and with me in his rebuke if we need to change our character. And that ultimately we would know that he never falters in righteousness. He always is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Will you pray with me? Father, on this weekend where we in the United States remember those who have given of themselves so that we can flourish, especially those in the armed forces that have been members of our church and are currently serving. Also those who have served throughout the decades. We just ask, Lord, your blessing on them. We pray, Lord, for the families of those who have lost loved ones, who gave their lives the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Lamentations is a hard book to read because there is mourning over what destruction sin has caused. And each of us identifies with that, Lord. In our own lives and in the lives of our loved ones, we see just the carnage that comes along with disobedience. We pray, Lord, specifically right now for those in our lives, our loved ones, whom we want to see turned around on a new path, a path not of destruction, but of righteousness for your name's sake. And so we call out to you, Lord, and we ask for them today that this would be true of them, that they would walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Because you are righteous. That is your name. That is your character. Lord, thank you for this Sunday. Help us to worship you wherever we are and to be reminded of your great love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.